Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. This morning we continue to explore the words of the prophet Jeremiah, reading today from chapter 8, verse 18 through chapter 9, verse 1. I mentioned last week that being a prophet isn't easy, and we certainly see that in today's reading. The destruction promised by God is coming closer. Babylonian armies, those foe from the north, are close enough to hear, and the people of Israel have moved from grief to terror and lament. Being a prophet might be easier if there were some distance between a prophet and his or her people, but that's not generally how it goes. Jeremiah's lament over Judah's destruction illustrates this. Jeremiah is crying out in pain. The pain of the people of Judah is his own hurt, as well as theirs. You'd think, with human nature being what it is, that Jeremiah would be more likely to gloat in their downfall. Take the opportunity to say, "See, I told you so. You wouldn't listen to me, and look what happened." But Jeremiah's lament for his people reminds us that the role of the prophet isn't to stand on the outside looking in at some other, but to be present and a part of his or her world. The author of one of my scripture commentaries says, "Real prophets experience everything their people experience. They share the response and the consequences." That author goes on to say about us here in our churches and our world that if we are not willing to do what we're calling others to do, we're not being faithful to our own call from God. Our churches can do this only if we recognize that we are both Jeremiah and Judah. We can speak of the changes that need to happen for our world to be healed, and we can also recognize the hurts within ourselves. We need to be immersed in our church and our world, to see ourselves as part of the cosmic whole. There's a tendency to view the world around us as us versus them. This reading reminds us that we are all one. When one part of our world suffers, we all suffer. We don't live and act in isolation. At some level, we're all interconnected. And in our world, there are people who are hurting. There are people out there wondering if God has deserted them, if there is any balm in Gilead. As people of faith, we're called not only to hear their cry, but to cry with them and to help them and us find healing. We need to stay connected with our world, and we need to be able to picture the faces of those who suffer. They're not nameless. They are our family, our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, ourselves. They are the world, and they are us. As prophets in this world, we are in a situation where we can look at the things going on around us and try to encourage people to build their lives with God, with love as a priority. Just as Jeremiah did with the people of the land of Judah, we look around and see people whose relationship with God is broken. And at the same time, we need to look inside ourselves and discern the places in our own lives where our relationship with God is hurting. And then we can look for healing for others and for ourselves. So where are we searching for healing? It's hard to look for healing if you don't know what's broken. So the first step is to name the hurt. If something's wrong with our car, we don't bring it to the grocery store for repair. And we likely wouldn't bring it to a mechanic with just a vague description of something seems wrong and expect any efficient repairs to happen. Sure, a mechanic might figure out what's wrong at first glance, but more likely it would take a lot of trial and error before a fix is made. Healing happens when we look beyond our small perspectives and acknowledge the connections between all of us. This is what Christ taught, to break down the barriers that keep us apart. To see ourselves not as us and them, but as we. We are the world, as the song goes. When one of us hurts, we all hurt. Trying to identify what hurts and the causes can be really difficult. We need to be discerning. And when we hear the cries of people around us, it's important that we not rush in with healing that's really no help in the long run. Saying, "I told you so," or gloating over another's misfortune is not the message of God's grace that we're called to live. Instead, we have the model of Jesus Christ. We are called to sit and eat with each other, to walk in each other's shoes, to understand what they are feeling. There is a balm in Gilead. That balm is the love and mercy of God, manifested in Jesus and administered by our own hands in our own lives. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.